Ladies and gentlemen, if I may have your attention, please. Thank you. It is my pleasure to introduce Lily de Grandpré. Who will introduce the minister? And Lily is, as you heard earlier, referred to as the co-chair of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, which she co-chairs with Denise Chong. She is also vice-chair, I should say, of the trustees of... And I checked this just before I spoke. Vice-chair of the Board of Governors for the University of McGill. She runs an international management consulting company and has many extremely distinguished clients over many years, and they value her services extremely highly, and justly, I might add. She obviously offers service to the university, but she is a great community leader, and I'm happy to say, very long-standing friend.
Thank you, Robert. And it is my pleasure to introduce the Minister of Newfoundland and Labrador, Charlene Johnson, who's the Minister for Environment and Conservation, and also the role that I think we're all looking forward to hearing about is President of the Council of Ministers for the Environment. One of the key themes today and yesterday has been governance, leadership, and maybe lack thereof, so we're looking forward to hearing what you have in store for us. In French, we have an expression that says, la valeur n'attend pas le nombre des années, and I think that Madame Johnson is a very good example of that. Because her background, she has an undergraduate degree in engineering, forestry, from the University of New Brunswick, and then she went to Memorial University to get her master's degree in engineering, but environment this time, and then worked in that field before running in 2003, when you were first elected, and she was the youngest woman ever elected to Labrador, Newfoundland and Labrador. So it is with great pleasure that I'd like to welcome her, as well as her Deputy Minister, William Parot. So we're delighted to have you here, sir. And the topic that she will entertain us is the water initiatives at the council level. And as I said, it's with great pleasure that we will listen to your presentation. Welcome.
Pardon me, but somebody took my speech. Thank you for the kind introduction, and thank you for giving me back my notes. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today. I realize it's late in the afternoon on a Friday, and the last speaker and the last panel, so I'll try not to be too dry on the topic of water, pardon the pun. It's a very important conference, and as both the President of the Canadian Councils of Ministers of the Environment and the Minister of Environment and Conservation for the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, I cannot emphasize enough the importance that we place on all aspects of water management. And I believe that Benjamin Franklin said it best when he said, "When the well is dry, we learn the worth of water." So I'm delighted to provide you with an update today of the new strategic framework for water adopted by Canada's ministers responsible for the environment. The framework is called CCME, Setting Strategic Directions for Water. My remarks will highlight the diverse range of work that CCME members are doing within our forum to bring this strategy to life and to meet our mission to protect and promote a healthy and natural environment. Just a brief background on CCME. The Canadian Council of Ministers of the Environment initially established in 1964 as a Council of Resource Ministers because at that time there were no ministers responsible for the environment. It is a forum for intergovernmental discussion on joint action on environmental issues. Responsibility for the environment, for which water is a key component, is varied and for the most part shared among Canada's 14 federal, provincial, and territorial ministers of the environment. While the CCME focuses primarily on issues of national concern, given that we share the border with the United States, many issues that come to CCME also have a broader international reach. Inside the CCME forum, members have equal voice. All decisions are made by consensus, and the CCME way is a proven and effective means for a highly diverse confederation to reach meaningful and authentic agreement on significant matters of environmental protection and management. CCME's continued relevance and standing has its roots in a solid design and practice. Ministers, as the ultimate public policy authority, determine the agenda. CCME sticks to its knitting. The issues that CCME takes on are ones that call for national and intergovernmental forum. Members must also agree that the issues are of sufficient interest to the entire forum. CCME respects its limits as a forum for members to come to agreement. Once agreement is reached, members remain and retain responsibility for implementation within their own jurisdictional authorities. Results within a consensus-based forum can certainly be challenging and time-intensive to reach. Experience has fortunately demonstrated, though, that the value of the effort certainly rings through. CCME products, like our Canada-wide standards, plays a central role in advancing environmental management and protection. As mentioned earlier, CCME's ministers determine the agenda. Our priorities, which originate from ministerial direction, cluster into four themes: water, air, soils, and waste management. And of course, water is a long-standing and leading CCME priority, and we discuss many issues when it comes to municipal wastewater effluent, which Minister Prentice referenced earlier today, environmental quality guidelines, codes of practice, water quality, water quantity, and so on. The CCME Setting Strategic Directions for Water framework was adopted by ministers in October of 2009. It's a significant development, and certainly on a topic like water, the agenda is virtually limitless, and the work that could be initiated is almost unbounded, and that's why it's so important that focus of effort is essential. CCME Setting Strategic Directions for Water has a strong rationale. Water is fundamental for societal well-being, economic prosperity, and environmental health, and it is a topic that it's important for all Canadians. CCME is actively engaged in Canada-wide water issues and is building on its commitment to provide leadership on water through collaboration of its members. The strategy offers a means to clearly communicate to Canadians CCME's contribution to safeguarding Canada's water. CCME Setting Strategic Directions for Water sets out a clear vision and mission. Our vision is that Canadians will have access to clean, safe, and sufficient water to meet their needs in ways that also maintain the integrity of ecosystems. Our mission is that CCME facilitates forward-thinking research and integrated policy, standard, or guideline development that contribute to the sustainable management, protection, restoration, and conservation of Canada's waters. There are five goals within our strategic framework, and they represent the areas of work on water that member jurisdictions have agreed will guide action strategically and channel efforts for maximum progress on meeting our priorities. And the next few slides will feature the goals in more detail, including some examples of work underway and in development toward these goals. The first goal is aquatic ecosystems are protected on a sustainable watershed basis. This work will enhance the understanding and application of integrated water resource management to improve ecosystem health. And examples of work in this goal area include guidance on tools and governance mechanisms for integrated community-based watershed management. Another example is source to tap. This is a multi-barrier approach to protection of tap water. This is an excerpt from our website, and the source-to-tap multi-barrier approach for the protection of water includes source water protection, so protecting where the water comes from, the treatment of the drinking water, and then the drinking water distribution systems that gets the water to the tap. The second goal is the conservation and wise use of water is promoted. This work leads to improved understanding of the full value of water to achieve behavioral change. Work within this area includes guidance on how water valuation can assist in addressing water management issues. Currently, we are collaborating with the Canadian Water and Wastewater Association on the development of Canada-wide water efficiency labeling and standards, and that work is currently undergoing, as I said. And this year, we are hosting the CCME meetings in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador in October, and this will certainly be one of the key items on our agenda. The third goal is water quality and water quantity management, in that it's improved, benefiting human and ecosystem health. The work of this goal is to promote nationally consistent approaches to water quality and quantity through management, monitoring, guidelines, and multi-jurisdictional public reporting. An example of the work that we are doing in this area is continuing development of Canada water quality guidelines, indexes, monitoring, and reporting tools. CCME's water quality guidelines are one of the most valued areas of our work. As part of the Canadian Environmental Quality Guidelines, we have looked at water quality guidelines for the protection of aquatic life, including agricultural water use, sediment quality guidelines, and so on. We're also currently working on a protocol for the development of groundwater quality guidelines, and that's currently under development now with one of our work groups. CCME member jurisdictions agree that collaborating to develop water quality guidelines results in a consistency, a stronger scientific basis, and the greater economy of a joint effort. And this is just a snapshot from the website for the Canadian Environmental Quality Guidelines. And this website is a service that is exceptional, and we've heard it's a very well-used resource. Goal 3 also applies to the implementation and review of the Canada-wide strategy for the management of municipal wastewater effluent. And as I mentioned earlier, Minister Prentice addressed this in his speech earlier today. The Canada-wide strategy for municipal wastewater effluent forms the basis of the proposed municipal wastewater system effluent regulations now released for public consultation by Environment Canada. The regulations will set standard for discharges for all wastewater treatment across the province, of which there are more than 3,500 sites. When finalized, the regulations will be a key element in implementing the Canada-wide strategy for municipal wastewater effluent. I think I should point out at this point in the presentation, this was signed on last year at CCME, but Newfoundland and Labrador were one of three provinces that didn't sign on to the strategy. We certainly agree with the principle of treating wastewater effluent, but we have some concerns in terms of logistical and financial concerns. We've costed this for our province of 500,000 people, and it would cost over $2.9 billion to implement this. And the federal government is certainly aware of our concerns, and we are trying to work toward them. Goal number 4 is that climate change impacts are reduced through adaptive strategies. The focus of Goal 4 is enhanced water quality and quantity monitoring networks to support watershed ecosystem resilience and adaptation needs. An example of work in development is identifying methods to assist provinces and territories to evaluate their water monitoring networks for climate change adaptation planning. The fifth and final goal is knowledge about the state of Canada's water is developed and shared. This goal aims to help spearhead value-added information on water by supporting jurisdictional reporting efforts to Canadians in a systematic and consistent fashion. Examples of work in this area include developing activities for enhanced transparency, external engagement, and public reporting. We also offer and maintain a water quality index calculator. The Water Quality Index Calculator provides consistent procedures for Canadian jurisdictions to report water quality information to both management and to the public. And jurisdictions use this index to report annually to Environment Canada. And while we're on the topic of reporting, I know the focus of my topic today is supposed to be about CCME and the work that we're doing there, but I thought I'd take just a minute or two to talk about our experience in Newfoundland and Labrador when it comes to reporting. Just 2 days ago at an annual operator and training conference, I launched a water web portal. It's the only one of its kind in the country, and the website is www.maps.gov.nl.ca/water, and you can get that from me after because that was fairly quick. This was done in partnership with GeoConnections Canada, and it's basically a one-stop shop for information on every single community in the province. It will provide information on water quality, water quantity, how the water is treated, where the sewage outfalls are, and so on. And we also put on the web the water quality, as I said. And our province is responsible for doing all of the water testing in the province. And the reason we do that is so that we know it is done. And last year alone, we did testing of 25,000 bacteriological and chemical tests. And all of these results go live on our website. It's one of the kind in the country, and certainly this conference is all about learning from others, so that's why I thought I would mention it here. We also have a training and operator program that is recognized nationally and internationally, and it's important to note that even Walkerton uses some of the components of our training program. And last year alone, we have mobile training units that went out and provided training on water testing to 185 communities. And a lot of the communities are in rural parts of the province. They don't have the financial wherewithal to do this type of training, so we bring the training to them. Before I get back to the CCME, I also want to point out, too, that 2 years ago, our Premier Williams made a strong commitment to drinking water, and we announced over $20 million in the budget. And the basis of this is to provide clean and safe drinking water to all of our residents. And one of the ways we hope to achieve this goal is by bringing in the use of potable water dispensing units. And I'm not sure how much information is known on them in the room, but we got a lot of our research from the province of Saskatchewan. And basically, they're small-scale water treatment plants. Most people use only 2 to 5 liters per day for drinking water. So rather than treating the water that you use to wash your clothes, flush your toilet, clean your cars, and so on, this is a more inexpensive way to treat water for solely drinking water. There are currently 7 of these up and running in the province. We just put out a tender for 26 more. We have applications under review now for over 52 more, and we're always promoting this. So, again, this session is all about learning from others. We certainly learn from another jurisdiction, and it works well where we are. And if you want any information on that, we'd be happy to do that. So I've talked about the 5 goals of the CCME, and in order to assist CCME in all of the work that we do, we certainly rely on leading water experts within Canada's Ministries of the Environment, and they're certainly central to the work that we do on water. Dedicated professionals generously contribute their knowledge to CCME's water committees and task groups, and you can see on the screen before you, these are just some of the task groups that we are currently working on now. There's a Water Agenda Development Committee, a Water Quality Task Group, the Municipal Wastewater Effluent Coordinating Committee, and a Soil Quality Guideline Task Group. CCME setting strategic directions for water provides a strategic forward-looking framework to guide CCME in all future actions and activities related to water. These directions are being incorporated into CCME work plans and priority activities, certainly as we speak right now. Engagement with interested parties and stakeholders is also a key component of implementing CCME setting strategic directions for water. So certainly please feel free to visit the CCME website, where you will find extensive detail about CCME's work on all fronts. The website provides contact information for the members of CCME's water committees and task groups for follow-up questions and discussions. And as I said, we're hosting the CCME conference in Newfoundland and Labrador, and water is always at the top of our agenda list. With two-thirds of the Earth's surface covered by water and the human body consisting of 75% of it, it is evidently clear that water is one of the prime elements responsible for life on Earth. It is also evident that forums like this one are necessary as we continue to manage this valuable resource. So again, please take the time to visit our website, learn a little bit more about CCME. I thank you for the opportunity to speak here today and to give you some information about what the CCME is doing, talk about our vision, our mission, and our five goals, and how we want to ensure that clean and safe drinking water is provided to all residents of Canada. Thank you so much.
Minister, on behalf of this audience, McGill University, McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, we would like to thank you for taking the time to come today and for your informative and candid speech. We'd also like to wish you and your fellow ministers best of luck in achieving the goals you've outlined here today.
Thank you very much.